Pat.
And still farted.
All right, if you would, let me call everybody's attention. First, I want to welcome everybody. We've got a really good crowd here tonight. Really appreciate everybody making the effort to come out. Ms. Kylie, could you go ahead and call the meeting, call the certify of a quorum?
I certify a quorum.
And notice Adam Dunn's missing. He's out tonight. If y'all would, please stand and join us for the invocation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Yep.
Pray. Father, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. You are an amazing God, and we're so blessed to live here in this town of Westminster. And I just want to thank you for this group of people who have assembled here tonight, and especially the talent that you've bestowed on this town and in the way of our sports programs and our coaches and the people and the parents that are involved with it. I ask that you grant us the wisdom here on council to make the right decisions, to do the things that you want us to do, and that you will lead this town further on. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this time we'll recognize our police chief, Mr. Fred Miller. You've got some people you want to introduce?
Mayor and Council, I just want to introduce two of our newest officers. Well, one's somewhat new. The third one, he is at the detention center doing his work. This is Sergeant Peake. He came from Wareshoals Police Department. He's been here 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Oh, you got your first picture. and this is our new K-9 guy. Tyler. He's been here since October. This is the first chance he's been able to come in front of the council.
Well, thank you for bringing him in. Welcome to Westminster, guys.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you. And now for this wrestling team, can I just say ditto? Can we just keep doing this? You guys have made us proud once again. We just want to recognize it's a little something we can do. It's not a lot, I know, but y'all have done a fantastic job for our town, our whole community, Oconee County. I mean, y'all have really, really stepped it up. Coach, I commend you and the whole coaching staff. I mean, it's just been just amazing that y'all keep doing this. And we appreciate it. So we're going to read a proclamation, give each one of you a copy of it, and ask you to come up for a photo afterwards. This proclamation is different from last year. I think you had to go somewhere else to change them every time.
They keep getting better, so I have to keep making sure that reads to keep up with.
All right, so Westminster celebrates the 5th consecutive state championship with the West Oak Warriors Wrestling Program. Whereas the West Oak Warriors wrestling team captured the Class 3A South Carolina High School League State Championship on February 11, 2026, demonstrating grit, dominance, and an unyielding competitive spirit. And whereas West Oak High School has now secured 5 consecutive and 9 total state wrestling championships, cementing its reputation as a powerhouse program and a standard bearer for excellence across South Carolina. And whereas 4 Warriors rose above the rest of the state to claim individual titles through strength, discipline, and relentless determination. AJ De La Cruz, boys 3A, 126 pounds. Efren Rivera, boys 3A, 138 pounds. And Cy Strobel, boys 3A, 165 pounds. And Elijah Weston, boys 3A, 215 pounds. And whereas head coach Derek Strobel has built and sustained a culture of toughness, accountability, and championship performance on and off the mat, preparing young men not only to win matches but to lead with character. And whereas coach Strobel is supported by a formidable coaching staff, assistant coaches Adam Duncan, Rick McLaughlin, Ian James, Al Billings, Matt Williams, Russell Gray, Patrick James, and John Honeycutt, whose dedication, strategy, and mentorship have forged champions. And whereas the parents, families, and supporters of these athletes have stood in the corner every step of the way, investing countless hours of travel, encouragement, and unwavering belief in the Warriors. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by me, the mayor of the city of Westminster, on behalf of the Westminster City Council, that we proudly recognize the West Up Warriors wrestling team as true champions, battle-tested, relentless, and representative of the very best of Westminster. May their strength, discipline, and championship legacy continue to set the standard for excellence in our community. Congratulations, y'all. Now, we have a list of a lot of people. I don't know who's here and who's not. Do you want to call them out or just let them come up and hand them one of these?
Sure.
You can call out the ones who are here. I'll hand them one.
Got a Reese.
To it, and we got a copy for all of the rest. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
That's amazing. Five in a row.
Five in a row.
Yeah. So we have one more. She's not here, but we want to read it and just give her the respect that we do everyone else. The City of Westminster celebrates Joey Burgess for outstanding athletic achievement. Whereas West Oak High School student athlete Joey Burgess has demonstrated exceptional talent, dedication, and sportsmanship throughout her high school basketball career. And whereas Joey Burgess earned distinction as a four-time All-Region selection, two-time All-Area team member, and two-time All-State honoree, achievements that reflect her consistent excellence and leadership on the court.
And whereas during her remarkable career, she compiled outstanding statistics, including 1,031 career points, 444 rebounds, 184 assists, 259 steals, and 36 blocks, showcasing her skill, determination, and all-around contribution to her team. And whereas Joey Burgess has represented her school and community with pride, hard work, and perseverance, serving as an example to younger athletes and bringing recognition to Westminster and the surrounding community. And whereas the accomplishments of Joey Burgess reflect not only her individual dedication, but also the support of her coaches, teammates, family, and the greater West Oak community. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Mayor and City Council of the City of Westminster, South Carolina, do hereby recognize and honor Joey Burgess for her outstanding athletic achievements and commend her for excellence, determination, and sportsmanship she has displayed throughout her career. Be it further proclaimed that the City of Westminster congratulates Joey Burgess on her accomplishments and wishes her continued success in all future endeavors, both on and off the court. So let's give her a hand. I don't know where she's at. That's pretty good.
Mayor, I'll note that we invited her here, then we looked at a number of future council meetings, and she got them all packed up with sports.
These athletes are big. That's why we didn't have all the wrestlers here. So they got a lot going on. That's awesome. All right, public comments. Who do we have? Miss Duke, we have a 3-minute time limit on public speaking, and if council will be speaking after your time, at all the public comments.
Can you clarify what you mean by that? They'll be speaking directly to me?
Yeah, we'll know. We can answer you. We just can't talk back and forth with you during public comments. We'll talk after.
No problem. Okay. I know most of you here. Again, my name is Andrea England Duke. I thank you for the opportunity to address you. There's been a lot of change, and I was misinformed about some things, but not everything. My biggest concern here was about the money that is missing, and I got some answers. I asked the chief of police why we cannot find a case date on South Carolina's website of SLED. And we can't find anything with the FBI, and it's because it's privileged information. So that's good to know, and I wish somebody had put that information out for everybody. It might solve some problems. Banking off of that, I really wish that you all could centralize communication to the public in one area, such as having your representative that is the attorney print something about the notes, or whomever does it, the secretary, and let us pick it up at City Hall or be able to find it on the website. It would help me, because what I did is I found that you had made comments with WGOG, and I wanted to know if it was investigative journalism. And in fact, it is not investigative journalism. It's because the owner of WGOG does not really want to get into questions and answers investigation. They report what is reported to them, period. So that's good to know. It's just good to know, and I believe that the Seneca Journal probably does more investigative journaling. So it's good that you have two sources. So that is that problem, and we'll hear about it maybe 2 to 3 years from now, because cases take time, and I very much so understand that. The other thing that is near and dear to my heart is the old Oconee Implement Building, which is Brian Sanford's business, which was the old Angie's Towing spot, not the original spot, but the one that he purchased from me when my father passed away, and we had to close Oconee Implement because of embezzlement and many other factors. It's just one of life's happenings. But I would like to see Brian Sanford be able to stay in business, and I do not understand. I wasn't at the planning committee that only meets, what I've heard is every 2 years. I don't know where the roundabout planning came up when they did not address Brian Sanford, is what I've been told by Brian Sanford. It's an idea. It came to me that it was a vendetta of argument between Mr. Ramey and Brian Sanford at the same auction, where there was a backhoe and loader that you wanted to purchase, he wanted to purchase, and y'all made some joking comments, and he said to you, put your money where your mouth is, and y'all ran the price up, and he got stuck with the backhoe and loader, and then all of a sudden he goes up to City Hall and finds that a roundabout's going to be implemented. My thought is there has always been a water issue. Thank you.
What's your last name again?
D-E-N-Z.
D-E-N-Z. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep. I'm here representing neighbors in the Lazy Acres communities, and our concern over the past several years has been the inadequate fire protection in our area. We have access to Westminster water, but no fire hydrants. In the past 3 years, there have been at least 2 house fires in our neighborhood that resulted in major damage and total loss of property. The lack of nearby fire hydrants contributed to the devastating property damage. Thankfully, there was no loss of life or injury. And what I would like to present to you is see if you could look into or investigate or propose a plan to upgrade our water capability so adequate fire hydrant coverage could protect our property and life. And I understand that later in the meeting, one of the new business things to consider is approving water and sewer to 152 new homes off Armstrong Road. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I would like, as a taxpayer and being here, I would like to have at least the same protection that a new property owner has in our home. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Golden.
I would like to formally request information regarding the AMI funds. I distributed some newspaper articles to each of you council members to give you the background on the AMI and what's been happening and what has not happened since then, which is that the public was to be refunded those AMI fees. It's been some time now, as that was in April of 2022. We've been owed that money back. We should be repaid that money plus interest. But despite the passage of time, we still want to know when this is going to be addressed. It's so far been overlooked and passed off. And I would like to ask each one of you to please direct the administrator to address this issue and get it resolved once and for all. And speaking about roundabouts from Andrea and statues and closing off underpasses, people have been asking me, where do these ideas come from? I said, it must be someone on the city council, because I have no idea. I haven't been here in a while. But the thing is, it seems like it's very secretive, and it's not really talked about with the general public, or the general public is not aware of that. Isn't there any kind of way that you could communicate better with the residents before making decisions of this magnitude that impacts the travel flow and individual property rights? And that's a question for y'all. We'd also like to request the status of the missing money, but it seems like there's total lack of concern on y'all's part. Otherwise, you'd give us some kind of information, anything. Even if it's to tell us that you don't have more information. But it's been some time now, and like Andrea said, there's no case numbers. There's nothing to follow through with, but I'm going to start filing FOIAs. I think you'd rather give the information than be backed up with FOIAs. So that's my next step, to find out what's happening if you can't resolve this in some way. But I'd like to, and we would like to, the 15 people that I represent, say thank you, Charlie Morgan. You have a level of concern and service for the citizens of Westminster that's been absent for a long time, and we thank you for it. We appreciate you having the quarterly town hall meetings. I've had nothing but positive input about that, and thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Golden. Did she leave?
She said she was going to get her in the hallway. I think she's outside with some of the
students. Mr. Mayor, you have another speaker signed up if you'd like to go ahead and let him speak.
Please, yes. Who's next?
Fred Bland.
Fred Bland? Mr. Fred, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My wife Kathy and I have the little antique store at 206 East Main Street next to Campbell's Furniture. And by the way, Ms. Campbell's doing a lot better since she hurt herself a few weeks ago. I have a couple of things. One is that surprisingly, we've had a little more traffic because of the construction, because there's a lot of rubberneckers coming through there now, so it's kind of helping us a little bit to boost it up. I would like to suggest that we had some kind of paper handouts, because I have a lot of people asking, well, what's the city doing here, what's it going to look like, and so forth. So if that's a possibility or something on your agenda. And also, I'm going to reiterate on my offer to put a billboard on the back part of my property on 123, so the Seneca poet, the Seneca people can see the what. With nice things that Westminster are doing. And then my other thing is that this is probably a private matter, but I would like to see some plans on what they might have in mind for the three poles and the canopy that I have in front of my buildings at 208, 10, and 12. There's a blue awning that's been there, and the poles have been there for a number of years, so I haven't examine whether those are grandfathered in or what yet, but anyway, somebody could give me some idea of what's going to happen. And that's it. Thank you all.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Speaking to you guys,
it's these guys, okay?
You're speaking for how many people?
Eight people.
All right, how much time do you need?
All my seniors, probably 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're speaking for all of them.
Okay, thank you. I'm Judy Haywood. I am from 3rd Street, and I'm here with all my seniors tonight. Not all of them, just a small portion of our senior groups. But I'm here to speak to you on our behalf. We have had many struggles getting our beautiful building in Westminster, and we're so proud of it. And I am so happy to see some of our board members here tonight. We have an excellent board. We're looking very forward to this coming year. But I just felt like I needed to make an appearance tonight and get some things straightened out. When we were over in the building next door, we used to have bingo 2 times a week, and that's all we did over there. And while we were there, we were working to get this building that we're in now. We were fighting with board members, doing everything we could to get, council members, to get this building going. My husband, who spearheaded this whole thing, really put in a lot of work. He donned a hazmat suit, tore out ceilings to get it out of the pool area so we could redo the pool. Now, I understand there's a lot of hard feelings about his name being on the building over there. Just let me set something straight to begin with. AT along with Kevin Bronson, I need to give credit for We went to Kevin and we said, we need a senior building. Was that not what we told you, Kevin? He said, I'll do what I can to help you. And within a week, he had people from Columbia and Greenville up here to talk to us about it. So that's when it all started. It has been a struggle to get a senior building in Westminster, but it has been so worth it. And we are facing the same things now that we faced in that building over there. We have been a 501c3 since we first began. We applied for and got it from the Secretary of State. I have all my papers here with me, if anybody cares to see them. Back in 2001, that's how long it's been, okay? We were given all kinds of things by the IRS. We are tax exempt. But evidently, some people on Facebook didn't get that message. And I know they didn't deliberately just say they're not a 501c3, but that's the way it's posted. That's the way it began in 2001, and that seems like it's beginning again. We won't take it this time. So, thank you. But we have all the proof we need, and I thought I could handle this back then. Had a lot of things going on in my life at that time. But I sent it by registered letter and sent to the two people who were causing so many problems. And I said, I'm showing you all of this, what we have. We're sending all their certificates. We're sending all the proof we need. Took it to the post office, got information from an attorney. He said, he was a friend of my husband's, and he said, you need to send it registered, make the person sign for it, and send all that. That way there won't be any fuss about it or anything like that. So I sent it. The person refused to sign for it, refused to go to the post office and pick it up. So it was never seen. So the word just kept spreading and kept spreading that we were not a 501c3. They had gone on and checked us on the computer, and we just weren't on there. They couldn't find us. That's because we are a private entity, thanks to some of the board members that are here now, some that were there then, and Kevin and Brian. We got the building given to the seniors of Westminster. We own this building, not this one. Couldn't do without this one. We own the senior building. It is in the senior's name. If you'd like to see the deed, you can go to Pine Street and look it up, okay? We own the building, so no doubts about that. Don't want any problems with that. I just want to address some of the things that are out there that, like I said, I'm sure people don't know what they're putting out there, and they don't do their research before they put it out there. And then it's like a snowball, and it just keeps gathering snow, till it gets everywhere. So we want it straight now. And hopefully we won't have any more problems with it. We have such a wonderful group of people. It's growing every day at our senior building. And I'm ashamed to say this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. We have more people from Seneca, Walhalla, West Union, Georgia, than we have from Westminster. That's a darn shame. And I think it's because of all the gossip that gets started. Because once they get in there and see what we do and what we really are, then it goes away. So anyway, let's see here. First of all, let's clarify one thing. My salary. Golly, what a big question mark that is. I got to tell you about my salary. If I made any less, I wouldn't be making anything. I do not work for money. The gratification and joy I get from these seniors is my pay. I've never gotten a dime for anything. In fact, I'm going to share something with all of you, which is very private. But when my husband passed away, he was so intent in making sure that we got this building. He left 3 life insurance policies. One was for me, of course, because he knows how I like to spend money. But he left me one. He left his 2 children, one to split. And he left another one for me, which was a small $10,000 one. But it specified it was to be used only for the Westminster Senior Outreach. That's how we've gotten through this past year, okay? We used $10,000 of his money to do a lot of stuff. And if you don't think that deserves to have his name on it, then something's wrong with you, okay? I have a problem with that. Okay, now, I've gone over the sign, so I hope everybody understands we're not selling. In fact, you couldn't steal it away from us. And all the money that the city has given us to build that building, Kevin, would you verify how much money you've given us to build that building?
I think City Council's allocated you $15,000.
When we first started in that building over there.
And that was it.
That's it. And we used that for promotional and to get our license and to get all the papers filed that we need with the city. Have you given us any money since? Have we asked for any money since? Thank you. So I'd like for that to be stopped on Facebook, okay? Let's see. The other thing that I'd like to say is I've got all the papers that if you... Oh, we want to invite these people on Facebook to join us. I think they'd be such a good addition to our group. We'd love to have you come and join us. We have so much fun, and you find so many partners there. I mean, I didn't know some of these people over here now, but I can tell you, I know them now. They're the salt of the earth. They support each other. They support the city. They're just a wonderful place, wonderful group of people. In a wonderful place to be, okay? And I'll take real kindly when stuff goes out that's against us, okay? And so I've made up my mind that I know these people aren't posting these untruth things just to be posting it. I know that they post them because they don't know any better, and that's why I'm here tonight, to tell you what we would like to have you do. Now, somebody put on there they'd like to know where we get all our money. All right, I told you that part of it came from AT, but we also have businesses that support us and give us money. And then we have seniors that just absolutely come and give money because they want to see the place grow and be prosperous, and that's what they do. You know, anytime you want to come by and look the building over and, oh, now, I will go over one thing with you. This is hilarious, so I've got to tell you. They said on Facebook, you should see all that beautiful, expensive furniture in that building. Well, I got to tell you, I followed the trash truck around many mornings, picked up trashy furniture and redid it. And it is beautiful, but thank you for that. And I had a lot of help with it. I had a lot donated with it.
How much do seniors pay to be there?
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, I knew I'd leave out something. Judy keeps me straight. Every senior that comes into our building will tell you they've never paid a dime. We don't charge a dime for anything, and we have a lot of programs going on in our building. Would you believe we have a poker unit? They always cover their heads when I tell the board then, but we have a group of men and women that come in and just have the best time. We cannot gamble, we don't gamble, but we do have poker games. We also have canasta.
Miss Judy, you're 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So, first of all, I want you just to remember this. Don't go on Facebook and post something unless you can prove it, okay? And please come and join us. Once you come, you'd want to stay, okay? So thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you.
Do we have anybody else? That's it. All right, at this time we have comments from the mayor and council. I'll go ahead and just address Ms. Duke. You're not. No, Ms. Duke, it's our time to speak. It's our time to speak. Let me finish. I'm trying to address your accusations. Number one, I don't have any beef with Brian Safford. I have no idea where that's coming from. And if I did, it would be a business between Brian and myself. It wouldn't have anything to do with me being the mayor. Number two, the roundabout plan, we don't have a roundabout plan. We had a public input meeting in 2022 where people gave ideas. One of the ideas that got thrown out was a roundabout. It didn't get passed. Here's the design. No one's doing a roundabout. Not sure where that's coming from. All that was done in public meetings in 2022. So I hope that addresses your misgivings.
It absolutely does.
So, Ms. Dens, I will speak to Mr. Parris or Kevin during the utility discussion. You want to do it at that time?
Real quick, Mayor, Chief Smith and I have spoke about that, and we have been working on a plan. So I hope that we have something to follow up with the council and with you within the next month.
Okay, so y'all have already looked at it?
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. Ms. Golden, asked you last month to check with Kevin about the AMI funding. I'm not sure where we stand with that. If you hadn't reached out to him yet, we don't have an answer for you here because we hadn't discussed it. Don't know anything about that. The closing underpasses, that's about as public as you can get. 2022, we had several public meetings with all kind of input for all the work we're doing here. We had, I don't know, how many meetings do we have total? Well, we had a lot of input.
We had three public meetings at the time, and then we followed it up with another one before this final time.
And it's been in the paper multiple times, and in every council meeting, it's been on the city's Facebook page, so I'm not sure why you missed out on that, but we have made this as public as possible, and it's not going to suit everyone, but the public decided this. This is not what I wanted, or Mr. Powell wanted, or Ms. Davey wanted. This is what the public chose. So that's the design we have that we're working off of. And as far as notifying the residences, that's the way we do it, through the paper, through Facebook, it's on the website. And as far as more info about the stolen money, we've told you everything we can tell you. This is under investigation with SLED and our police chief, so the council's pretty much, we're locked down. We can't say anything either, and we don't know. I can assure you, we don't know but about this much more than you. If we did, we'd all feel better about it, but we just don't. Mr. Bland, we've got copies of these for all the business owners, and we're going to be handing them out probably. Are these the ones, the final?
Yes.
Did you get the schedule worked out?
Schedule's on the back.
All right, so I will be bringing these around probably tomorrow. That's what we've been waiting on, to get the schedule worked out.
Great.
And you'll have to check with Mr. Brunson about the posts on your awning, because I'm not sure how that works into the design. And Ms. Kaywood.
Yes.
Thank you so much for what you do for our seniors. We appreciate it. Everybody in this town is grateful for it, and what we have in Westminster, and other towns have it too, you have certain people who start up Facebook pages with the city's name on it, trying to draw attention to themselves. False information is on them constantly. It never stops. And all I can tell you is you just keep doing what you're doing. The rest of this town's behind you, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Would like to ask the council if y'all would be willing to schedule a cleanup day over the next few weeks. Have y'all thought about any dates that would work for you guys?
No, I haven't.
Nothing yet? Well, let's try to get something together.
I've looked at some. You know, do you want me to try to spearhead that up?
All we generally do is notify everybody on Facebook and on the web page, and I'll reach out to Coba and get the, you know, they assist us with the pickers and the trash bags and all that. But we've got the vacation, spring break. Starts this
week.
So it's next. So it'd have to be after that. So we get more input. Because I have, believe it or not, we got a lot of citizens asking about it. They're ready to do it. They enjoyed it when we do that. And then as far as the National Day of Prayer, planning an event, Kevin, do we have anything or anyone we could talk to about that?
The staff has not worked on that. In the past, that has been done by people that have not been on the staff. So I know there wasn't one last year. But the one previous to that, I believe, Davey and you may have done the one before that one, too.
Yeah. And then we had the prayer breakfast last year, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. Y'all talk.
I want everybody's input. That's the reason I put this on here.
It's a possibility to see if they want to do that again and do that then, whatever they want to.
I guess.
If nobody has any ideas and you want to start planning something, okay, that'd be great.
That's May 7th.
Yes, ma'am, May 7th. I think it was well attended, and everybody appreciated the fact that we did that, so I'd love to do another one. Anyone have anything else from the council?
Do we have anything planned for July 4th, or has anybody thought about that? It's 250 years.
be ashamed to watch that pass by without some kind of proper.
Something needs to happen with that for sure. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And I know we're nuts and bolts on our budget and stuff.
Yeah, Oconee County, or each county in the state of South Carolina has a SC-250 committee.
Okay.
And Oconee County has a SC-250 committee. And they are the ones that receive the funds from the state for that 250 celebration. I looked on the Visit Oconee webpage to see if there was any particular event scheduled, and I did not see anything.
Okay.
Not saying that they haven't.
Sure.
And I didn't contact anybody that is running that, which is the Oconee History Museum, and Quintel's last name. But they are the ones who receive the money from the state to celebrate the 250.
Ms. Kaywood, thank you. Again, I'm going to echo what Brian said, and you're doing a fantastic job. And that's great.
They've done a fantastic job.
They really have. Well, I'm a few years from joining you.
Husband smokes on. We got to get home.
Yes. Next thing about the money missing. I've got Chief Miller over here is doing a fantastic job. He's got close to 30 years experience in law enforcement. And I can tell you from my experience, one thing that will blow an investigation to pieces is if too much information is given out. You don't want to give it out. That's why we're not being told so much. We don't need to know. We're not doing the investigation. We have to go with what the professionals who do the job and do investigations know what they're doing. We have to trust them to do that. I completely trust Chief Smith and the other agencies that are involved. And as soon as we hear something, I'm sure that we can put out, we will do that. So it's all our money. We're all living in the city too, and we're concerned. We want to see what happened to it also. So you're not the only ones.
Did it again, Charles.
No, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was just going to thank everybody for coming. I like to see participation. Wish more people would show up and speak their mind. I don't know where Andrea went. There she is. But I mean, we'll try to find out what's going on with the money. I mean, everybody's already said we want to know.
I wish you would speak. He answered it so perfectly. It's just,
well, I know.
It's not up to y'all. So that's,
well, it's
that's
not
perfect.
If it's up to me, I'd tell everybody. But
me too.
But the flip side of the coin is I respect the fact that the way they're approaching it is, you know, loose lips sink ships. So they're not telling us much, which is fine as long as we get to a resolution, which hopefully we'll get to. But thank you guys for coming. Ms. Dance, thank you guys for coming today from out there at Lazy Acres. That's a little bit of a ride. And sounds like there's already been some discussion about maybe helping you guys out that way. Wynn, thank you for being here again tonight. I'm out of the loop on the AMI funds. I, too, would like to know a little bit more about what's going on, why it's not been resolved. Judy just left the building.
She wanted to watch Gunsmoke.
Well, bye, Miss Judy. Thank you. And Fred, appreciate the offer on stuff. Have no idea what we're going to do yet. But we're going to do something. But thank you.
Great.
And thank you guys for coming.
I just wanted to say, it's been a real privilege. I'm not about resigning, but I'm just. it's been a real privilege to be on the city council. It has been. I've learned a whole lot. One thing that, as I walk into this building and we get together, we're a body. In this time, we had, like Charles and I were speaking before the meeting started, we try to put our wants, what we want, to the side and see what do the citizens say. What do they want to know? How do they want, what they kind of do? And if we're not unified, you know, and so I, you know, your marks, and we do, we're one, Charles has been a wonderful asset to our council, so has Jamie, and, but we're very imperfect people. I am very imperfect. I do not do it right all the time. I don't. And sometimes I have to say, oop, that just came out of my mouth. Or, my face show that? I should not have done that, you know. But we do. The people here, we put in lots of hours, not, you know, be,
because we love our town. And we want, we love our employees. We want to empower them. So we're open. I think we're all open to you speak to us. And you don't have to wait till council meeting to speak to us. So I just want to say, I appreciate that we do have a good council, that we're working together, and we're going to do the best for our town.
Yes, ma'am. Is that it from the council? If so, we will move on. We have a computer glitch, so we may have missed a page on it. Routine business. Comments from the utility director. That would be you.
Mayor, if it's all right, we have the third officer who was at the detention center a minute ago on business, not for a visit.
No, he's late. He don't get to come up here. Come up, Ike.
The chief just walked out. This is Mr. Ike Lewis.
Yes, sir. Good to have you, bud.
He is one of our other new officers. We introduced the other two just a minute ago, Ike. And so we wanted you all to have a chance to meet Ike. He's been around Oconee County for a minute. He is also a DJ, so if you ever need any DJ services, he does that really well. And you teach line dancing, too.
Yes.
Ike does a bunch for us. But we have greatly appreciated your tenure here with us. You've been here, what, a month now?
A month. Yes. Yes, sir. A month on the 4th, yes.
Yeah, and he's a seasoned cop, and we appreciate that about him. And he fit right in early on, wanted to have a chance to introduce him. Fred, you left, so I had to.
I was trying to sneak away too.
By the way, you got a lot better introduction than Fred gave too. By the way, Kevin gave a lot better introduction.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Good to have you.
All right, Scott. I'm sorry.
Just a couple quick updates on our skip papers. Phase one project is done. They got everything cleaned up. They got all their equipment picked out, so that portion is done. In phase two, I know nobody's noticed them, but they are in the field number 123. And they changed their plans for what we initially thought they were going to have them tie in there at 24. So last probably about 3 weeks ago, we got together with a contractor and put a plan together to continue straight on and tie in 22. Turn lanes in 123. So basically they'll still be in the center of 123. That's going to give them room to work while also having room for traffic to go around, and that way there's going to be the least disruption while they're there. So that's going to work out a lot better than shutting the entire intersection down and having a detour, because there was a several mile long detour that they were looking at initially. So I think that'll make that much easier. And they should be there within the next few weeks. We'll keep everybody informed as they progress. Right now they're in front of Subway and our new biscuit location is going to be starting up tomorrow. So.
Did you say a new biscuit location opening up tomorrow?
Yes.
And where is that at?
Outside Subway.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Parrish.
I know you didn't know about that. All right. Our electric underground project is underway. They have already completed the first section. They're breaking this up into several floors. They're using a rig and they're boring through and pulling conduit. So they've got the first section complete already, which is about 400 feet. We're also going to put our fiber that runs through that section as part of this. We're also going to include that in the undergrounding. They're already making quick progress. So we don't have our switch gear in place yet, but these guys will have conduit in place, wire pulled, and be ready for it. The last update we had, I think it's going to be for July, when that gets here, June or July.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that timeline shifts on to get here soon. And another thing that made it out that way with the substation, Taylor has finally gotten a panel that he ordered 8 or 9 months ago in for the new circuit breaker, or the new circuit breakers are there. So that's on his list. He's going to get that done soon, get that installed, and have that for the controls for the breaker. Once those are in place, the panel's in place, any drives can come in and switch everything in for That will be another step on improving reliability throughout the system. Any questions?
I do have a question. So is that the final pass of the asphalt in the middle? Because the majority of it looks good, but down towards Lucky Strike and the funeral home, there's some rough patches.
Yeah, there, as part of the DOT permit, they should be capping that over when they get there.
Okay.
But, yes, repaving that soon.
No, but I want to say something. I said it during the budget meeting. I want to say it in the public meeting here. When I first got elected, the first 3 or 4 years, I think I probably got 8 to 10 complaints about our electric and water a month. Some months probably 20. It was constant. And what you and your crews have done, I don't think I get maybe 1 or 2 calls a month. And generally, it's just letting me know there's a leak in the road somewhere. That's what the last few have been, other than, you know, a normal outage. I mean, even when we have the storms, we have less outages than we've ever had. So y'all have done a tremendous job of upgrading everything across the board. So I appreciate it. Commend your crews for me and let them know. Thank you.
I would say that because when I moved in October of 21 in the town here, I bet power went out every other week, it seemed like. And, you know, now, you know, I can't tell you the last time it went out without having a major storm come through. So, good job.
Mr. Bronson.
Yes, sir, Mayor and Council. I'm going to run through a number of things. If you have a question, please stop me as I go. First, the outdoor, or Horton Outdoor Recreational Fields. You guys have seen the fields are complete. What we're waiting on now is for the concession stand to be complete. We are looking for a ribbon cutting date to be in mid to late April. That is going to hinge on the certificate of occupancy for the concession stand. So if you ride out there, it's roughed in. Those guys are making great progress really quick. We appreciate how quick they have moved on that. But the CO will drive the ribbon cutting. We may start play on the fields ahead of time. Herb and Ben will make that call based on the condition of the fields. But when we do the ribbon cutting, we have a lot of folks that we want to include, which will include our delegation as well as the Horton folks and the whole community. We want to have as many kids out there when we do that as possible. So we're starting to plan it. As soon as we know what the date is, we'll get it published out there. The downtown streetscape, for anybody who's here in the public, if you'd like a copy of the plan, and on the back it's got the schedule. I put a note at the bottom. The schedule will be updated every 2 weeks. You can probably imagine when you have an outdoor project, we're completely reliant on the weather. So the contractor has listed on here all the time that he is allotted. However, we expect that he's going to finish before the 1st of September, but he's given until the middle of September. And Council, I want you to know that I've spoken with the Apple Festival Committee. I've suggested that they go ahead and plan that the construction will not be completed because the contractor has until after the Apple Festival to contractually complete it. It's weather dependent. If we have weather like we've had this week, we think he'll be done. If we hit a wet patch and it doesn't dry out, he has the longer amount of time. So anybody here in public would like that. And Mr. Bland, we have allowed for your post to stay in place. The contractor is to work around this.
Thank you.
So, and I'll be happy to talk to you privately about this as well. But we have these here. If anybody would like them, please take one or take as many as you like. They're right here. We also post that on the city website. And as that schedule is updated every 2 weeks, we'll keep posting that as well. And then the roundabout, Mayor, I heard some folks, Ms. Duke, bring that up. And someone else had asked me about that. That shows on the full conceptual plan when we did the streetscape. The roundabout actually came out of the public meetings.
Mm-hmm.
The roundabout would be the last phase of anything that we do on Main Street. I don't imagine that we would get to that within the next decade. So if you look at the area that we're working on right now, mm-hmm. that's a $2.1 million project. It took us since 2022 to put the funding in place Now that we've got that through Community Development Block Grant funds that came through the state, as well as Appalachian Region Commission funds that come from the feds to the state, it takes a lot of time to put those applications together, get them approved. There's a lot of work we have to do with the railroad. So even though this project will be complete in September, it'll probably take us around 9 months to close it out with all those agencies before we can begin the next section of Main Street. I don't recall anything doing with that roundabout that is not already in a public domain, so that area that is next to the bank is part of the railroad. There's a lot that would have to be done there. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because I've heard a number of people mention that, and that was a conceptual plan. The only thing that is designed right now with an engineering plan is what you have right here.
Right.
So even though there's a conceptual plan that shows more, this is all that is designed. This is all that we have funding.
And that was what came out in 22.
Yes, yeah. That came out in 22. I want to note a couple things. Give Herb Poole a lot of credit. We have the Atlanta Braves baseball and softball clinic coming to, hopefully, to Horton Fields on April the 11th from 1 to 4. Anyone who'd like to have their young athlete register for that, they can look at the Westminster Rec Facebook site and go and register there. There's an age limit in there. But that is put on by the Braves, and they called us. We did not call them, and there will only be four of those clinics around the state of South Carolina, so we're looking forward to them being out there. If it's not going to be at Horton, then it'll be at the Hall Road Fields, and they are perfectly good with that. We have also landed a 10 and under and 12 and under baseball All-Stars June 4th through 9th. We've also landed the South Carolina Athletic Program Softball All-Star Western District Tournaments. It's a mouthful, which is June 11th through 16th. I say those two things to tell you that Herb is out there letting people know about our facility, and really, if we can get them to drive to town, they're sold on it. We aren't having to do a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. He is starting to get a list of folks that want to use the facility, and we're working through how we will allow people who are not Westminster Rec to use the field. We are planning right now a ribbon cutting for the Westminster's batter's box, which is right behind Westminster City Hall. It's the old Fire Bay building that is left there, for Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Would like to remind the council and anyone listening that that money or that project is funded through last year's Oconee County allocation for Youth Rec. Every year Oconee County, or in the past every year, Oconee County has allocated either $30,000 or $50,000 for each of the cities to use for recreation. I think it all has to be used on capital, not on operating. And Herb and I and Ken and everybody else decided making that batter's box because it was a guy I won't name who had a indoor batting cage, and he closed it down, and that left a wide open area for us to get into that building. I will say that gentleman was very kind to us as we put this new place in order, and I won't embarrass him by calling him out or anything, but it filled a gap. I think there are a lot of athletes that really like to get their swings in, and Herb has got that set up so people can rent it and use it fairly easy. You'll be going through Herb to get in and out of there.
Did you say that was 27th or 2nd?
Friday the 27th,
okay.
At 4 p.m.
Got it. Thank you.
And then, Ms. Dennis, I gave you my contact information. We have talked about that issue as a staff, and we're working on a plan that I hope that we can present to you and to the council in the near term. We want you to have those firefighters there as well. Chief Smith has advocated very strongly. I will note, and I put this in the administrator report, the OJRSA has now got down to their on their reconstitution committee where they're doing the financial and the technical analysis on the sewer systems to determine the value and condition of the sewer systems of Westminster, Wahala, and Seneca. Westminster's portion of that analysis is $20,178. If you look at last week's admin report, you look at the one that will go out this Friday, I have all the entities broke down and how much each is being asked to pay. I expect some of that will hit in this fiscal year, and some of it will very likely transcend into the next fiscal year. And then finally, we talked about having a city YouTube channel so that we could have these meetings live broadcast and everything else that goes with that on YouTube. Scott is, not only is he a good utilities director, but he's going to be our production manager too. We have working on this with the goal of your next council being ready. There's always a chance that something comes up. Sometimes that is just supply chain logistics where we have that ready. So that even if it can't be live broadcast because you have to have a certain number of subscribers to do that, we can record them and play them back on YouTube, but then if we get enough subscribers, we'll be able to do it. We're going to follow the same model that OJRSA uses for their channel.
And what's our cost going to be for that?
Right now, we're looking at around $4,000. Am I right, Scott?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit less. And that comes with enough microphones. This room acoustically isn't going to be great just using the mic on the camera. But I think you'll be pleased with what we do, and anyone who watches it will have a good sense of what was said and presented at the council meetings. Mm-hmm. And Mayor, with that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Kevin? Well, I think the Horton project is actually showing up what we thought it was going to do, because we're getting a lot of interest, especially if the Braves actually contacted us for that. So I think that's money well spent and a project that the city's been due for a long time. All right, move on. Consider the February 10 City Council Budget Workshop meeting. Minutes. It don't say minutes, but I'm assuming that's what
it,
that
it
is.
It is, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consider the February 10 City Council meeting minutes.
Move to accept.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, move on to old business. There's none. Under new business, need a motion to consider a development infrastructure construction agreement between the City of Westminster and LJ Acquisitions for the Armstrong Road installation of a water system and a sewer system. Do we have a motion?
A motion to consider development infrastructure construction agreement between the City of Westminster and LJ Acquisitions LLC, 125 Armstrong Road, Smith, South Carolina, 29678, tax map 252-00-02-001 for installation of water system and sewer system.
Second.
Motion second. Mr. Bronson.
Yes, sir, Mayor and Council. Back at your January meeting, not long ago, you approved a development agreement just like this, but it only included water. LJ Acquisitions from Greenville is looking to build a new neighborhood there with 152 single-family homes. Even though it has a Seneca address, it is in Westminster's water and sewer service territory. Everything on this side of the creek is in our territory. This development agreement is very similar to the one that you passed in January. I asked the attorneys to make a few nits corrections on it. They did. Where you passed it in January for water only, we believed at the time that the OJRSA was going to provide the sewer service directly. They've since determined that they cannot, so that would allow us to do that. And just so everyone knows, the developer pays the cost of installation of all the water, all the sewer lines. They also pay our engineering fee to the Rozier Group to review the plans and to inspect the system and sign off on them for the Department of Environmental Services. So the, the cost to Westminster ratepayers is nothing other than staff time. The developer bears the full brunt of this, just like they did with Cooper's Mill, just like they did with Heirloom Farms. And Mayor, with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Staff does recommend approval.
If the city did not approve this, then they still have an option to go through Seneca. Seneca could provide it. Yeah. So it's going to happen regardless.
That would be my understanding.
Yeah.
And just for the folks sitting here, Blue Ridge Electric will do the
thing. Yes, Blue Ridge Electric will serve them with electricity.
Any more questions? Call for a vote, please.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, item six, consider resolution recognizing the Westminster Utility Staff on Water Professionals Day.
I make a motion for consideration of the resolution recognizing the Westminster Utility Staff on Water Professionals Day.
Second.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and read this. The City of Westminster recognizes the first Monday in March as Water Professionals Day, as designated by the South Carolina General Assembly to honor the vital role of water industry professionals across the state. The resolution acknowledges the dedication and expertise of Westminster's utility staff who work daily to operate and maintain the city's drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater systems while protecting public health and the environment. Through this recognition, the mayor and city council express their appreciation for the essential services these professionals provide to the community. Thank you and your crew. Call for a vote.
Charles?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Dave?
Yes. Can I ask a question of Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Removing the fluoride from our water, is it now all out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
It's been out for the last several months.
Great. Thank you very much.
Right, item seven, consider a bid award to J&M Construction. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion to accept.
And this is a bid for $444,000. It's written twice. Too many fours. $444,444.44. Was that intentional?
That is what the contractor bid, yes, sir.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Give him a penny, something. All right. This is for the Lucky Street and James Street water line replacement. So we have a motion and a second. So
I had a motion.
You had a motion and a second. Got a second. You want to explain what that is, please?
Yes, sir, Mayor. Back about 2 years ago, we started planning to replace some of the more problematic in-town water lines. The one on Lucky Street tends to hold sediment, which means when the Baptist Church fills their baptismal, that it tends to be a little rusty. We don't want to tempt our outcomes in the next world on not having good clean water in that baptism. That line will go just past the senior center from Windsor. Then there is James Street from Highway 123 all the way back to Highland, and then a portion of Highland back, which will include this building. That was included in your 2025 bond. It is under budget from what we had set aside for this project, which I think was around $700,000. It was designed and the process was managed by Troy Rozier with the Rozier Group. He recommends approval, as does staff. And you can see the other bids that came in there as well.
Kevin, how many customers does that serve?
That would be a Scott Paris question.
Total, probably near
30.
These are some of the worst areas that we've got within the city.
Just 30?
Yes.
All right. I just hope everybody realizes how much it costs to redo these water lines and the utility work that we're doing, 30 customers is all we're really helping with. It's $444,000.
It is.
Yep. All right, thank you. Anything else? Call for a vote.
Charles?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Jamie?
Yes.
All right, next, item 8, consider the bid award to ICS Automated. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion for the consideration of bid award to ICS Automated for the bid of $199,590.65 for SCADA system upgrades. I need a second.
Second.
All right, we have a second. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Mayor. Back when you did the combined utility system bond in 2025, we had identified the need to redo our water SCADA system. And just so everyone knows what that is the electronic system that monitors the water levels in all the elevated tanks that you see, as well as the water being produced at the water plant. That SCADA system is how the water department is able to manage what is being produced each week for water consumption, and if there's a leak, they often can tell that there's a leak by what is happening in the water tanks. They're able to know that because of this type of system. It was something that we thought would have been a heavy lift in a budget, which is why we included it in the bond. You may recall at your last meeting, Scott told you we had received bids. And we have received three bids in February. However, all three bids were disqualified because they did not follow the specifications of the RFP. We reviewed the specifications that all these vendors provided. Two of these bid again, and all of these do include everything that we requested in the bid. Again, this project, just like the last, is under budget. I believe we put about $300,000 aside to do this project in the budget. This will help us manage and control water quality much better than what we're currently capable of doing.
Very good.
And Kevin, I appreciate you explaining some of that about saying that tells us levels. What happens when it goes too low?
Yeah, when it goes too low, one time one of the tanks, the one up at Unity Church Road, it went low. And we had to issue a boil water advisory, not because there was anything in the system, but because the Department of Environmental Services says when they get below a certain level, you've got to tell folks that contaminants could be possible in those tanks because the levels were too low in the tank itself. So any sediment that may have been in the bottom of that tank gets sent in the system. I think we did that about a year ago. But it helps the guys also monitor where water is coming and going. Like I said, it's great for identifying water leaks. They've been able to identify water leaks just by monitoring the tank levels. And then they get out and they start scouring down and find out where that water's at, particularly if it's underground and it's not materializing where you can see it.
Anything else? Call for a vote.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. Item 9, consider bid award for field equipment for the Westminster Recreation Department. Do we have a motion?
Motion to consider bid award for field equipment for the Westminster Recreation Department.
Second. Second. So we want Ben on this one?
I'm gonna queue it up for Ben, then we're going to let Ben handle
all right.
It. So I mentioned earlier that we were opening the Westminster's batter's box with funds that we received from Oconee County for recreation. This year, the allocation is $50,000. As we prepare to open Horton, Ben and his crew, they need new equipment to manage all the new assets that we have out there. So our intention is to use those funds to buy this equipment. We also have someone who is offering to donate $15,000 to. While we have 50 coming from the county, what you see on the paper in front of you is 65. We've got someone willing to make that donation for the additional 15. And I apologize for the way we're giving you this. I'm going to hand this to Kylie and let her pass it down to you. We received three bids for each. And there's not a copy there for each of you, so that's just one set, Dave.
Oh, okay.
So if you'll take a look at
that. No, you don't have anything to do with one of the pencils.
I apologize not having more copies, but our IT quit IT in right before the council meeting, so I wasn't able to.
I couldn't IT here either.
IT just let us down a second. Anyway, Ben has gotten bids for each of the three types of equipment that he needs. That is what you see handwritten on the piece of paper in front of you. It totals $65,586. We take $50,000 from the Pawnee County, as well as the $15,000 from the anonymous donor. That would give us enough funds to buy this equipment. Ben, why don't you take just a second, tell council what each piece of equipment is going to do and why you're recommending the ones on your sheet.
Okay.
And this is Ben Blackwell, our assistant rec director, who is going gangbusters. Yeah. He's having a great time. We pay him to play each day.
Oh.
I can pick you a toy. So the ABF force Z23 that you see, it's an infield dresser that will be able to accommodate all the infields. The new infields that we have on Horton are a company called Dura-Edge. They're not just your standard clay and sand mix. That machine is going to be able to maintain those fields. It is a laser-ready machine, so we have the ability to expand it, to have a laser to keep the grade that the contractor has put on it to be able to maintain water shedding throughout. It does several different things outside of just being an infield groomer, but that will be the starting point for us. But the machine itself is very versatile. The roller mower, the 90-inch mower, can maintain a pretty tight cut. We've used them on golf courses in the past. I have a golf course background, so we were able to maintain it down to a half inch. Get down any lower, you really need a reel mower, but we are going to probably maintain about a 1-inch cut, keeps it very tight, keeps a lot of weeds from growing, maintaining that lower mower height, and it's just, overall, it's a better quality cut than most of your others, than a standard zero cut would be. And then the steel grain, it is a sprayer for applying herbicides, and we had to go to a pretty big one on this one. My biggest spray right now is a 47-gallon spray. It's just over 2.5 acres, and having to stop halfway through and refill and try to maintain those same application rates and mixtures is pretty tough. It also will apply granular fertilizer and granular pre-emergent as well. But those are the three big pieces of equipment that I need. If you guys have any questions,
you said the first one was laser ready, but it's, so there's upgrades we can make to
absolutely.
This piece of equipment later, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I just want to make sure that we're not, we could get this, but you know, if it's something we can do aftermarket or
there's a laser ready machine that's just about $2,000 more expensive for the beginning. To buy the laser equipment is about another $7,800.
Okay.
But that is everything we need to maintain the fields that we have, as well as the new fields.
You said with the laser, that'll maintain the grade so that we're, you know, over the years, we don't lose that, you know, have a drainage problem.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Good job, Ben. Anything else? Call for a vote.
Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Dale.
Yes, ma'am.
Davey.
Yes.
Davey.
Yes, ma'am.
Charles.
Yes.
Danny.
Yes. All right, is that it? Well, at this time, we need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to enter executive session.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming. We appreciate your input and you taking the time to come join us.
Would you like
one more?
No.
Up here. Thank you.
The Fred.
Oh, good to meet you.